Lord Jesus, please open our hearts, our eyes, and our ears wide to receive the things of heaven that you want to share with us. Protect us from guilt or self-doubt that the enemy is saying this and it's not you. Protect us from that, please. Amen. When I came into the rosary, Our Lady was smiling. I said, Mother, you have a beautiful smile. And she answered me, I smile for you, my daughter. I am happy to be in your presence because I feel so loved by all of you. And when we're praying the rosary, we do it as a community. You were on the right track to begin again with the joyful, encouraging messages of heaven. We would like to give you new material if you are willing. Just make the time and we will do the rest. Yes, I am willing. I want this. Please help me. Please forgive me for my foolishness in not wanting to go back and be in heaven with Jesus as you would have wished. I thought it was frivolous for me to be going back to heaven when I first got Chronicles of the Bride because it was so comforting and so encouraging. I thought I have other things that are more pressing responsibilities in the messages, and I didn't realize the power that comes from these encouraging messages in heaven. So I repented for that, and I had to ask forgiveness. She continued, You have grown a great deal since those days. My children, I want you to know that heaven is very busy preparing a place for you. Much information on each of you has been collected. That is what we draw from when preparing your abode. The Lord does not miss the minutest details. Oh, how excited he gets when he knows how much it will mean to you when you see it. He can't wait to see the expression on your face when you first behold your dwelling. Each of you are so unique in the things that you gravitate towards. Please do not judge yourself because you get excited by such things of earth. The enemy will try to make you feel guilty and ashamed that you are not like Anna Roundtree, who in her story, most recent story, said she didn't want any of those things. All she wanted was to be with the Lord. And I've often told him, Lord, I just want you. But I do get excited when he creates something that I love. I do get excited. Anyway, she's telling me not to judge myself that way. Nothing could be further from the truth. The Lord exalts in your love for his creation. Having been a trained nature photographer, I don't miss a lot when I walk or when the lighting changes and clouds come in and clouds leave. I don't miss it. And it does distract me, but in a joyful way. Your recognition and the deep appreciation touch his heart and helps others to perceive how very aware he is of each person's very special things. It shows others how much he cares now and forever, and that no detail escapes him. He remembers the little things in your childhood that you loved and cherished. He knows how to take those memories and weave a rich, comforting blanket of joy to bring you peace and nourish your soul during your time here on earth when things can be so very dark. This attention to detail also makes people aware of his total understanding of your character, your struggles, and what makes you tick. It is his nature to rush in and provide the things that are most pleasing to you. Yet he is ever aware that you love him more than his gifts. There is a movement now to reveal more and more of the heavenly realities, so all of you will not lose hope in those dark moments of fighting against your great opponent, Satan. I want you also to encourage all heart dwellers to prepare their hearts to go to heaven as well. As long as there is no pride in these adventures, they will continue and be available to all who seek them. I think her saying all is memorable. I mean, that's something to take note of. This is not just for a privileged few. This is for everyone who wants it. Jesus has a very great desire to communicate to you all that he is doing behind the scenes while you are still at battle. Seeing is believing, and hearing also brings faith, so it would be good for you to bring these chronicles forward in recordings. You will also have music appropriate to them, and it will make a very nice presentation of heaven to the degree we are able to share. Oh, Claire, there is so much he longs to share with you about heaven and its many surprises. You will be an instrument of peace when you share these things. They are anointed to bring peace and healing. And that was the end of her message.